By the time staff from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority finished opening the sealed bids Monday morning, a clear winner had emerged: Norwegian Cruise Lines with an offer of $20 million. That's almost $16 million more than the city and borough of Juneau's bid.
I think it's fair to say that that's a fairly shocking bid. I don't know that I've ever seen a property sell for six times the appraised value.
That's city manager Rory Watt. He knew private interests were eyeing the 2.9-acre parcel when the city sent in its bid, but he argued that the subport is one of the last remaining pieces of undeveloped property on Juneau's waterfront. He feels it's crucial to the city's plans for long-term development. Another would-be developer who came up short was John Binkley. He's the outgoing president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, an industry group representing cruise interests. Binkley's family business, Godspeed Inc., bid $12.8 million.
When you look at the waterfront in Juneau, that's really critical for the next 50 years of growth in Juneau, and we wanted to be a part of that.
Binkley said they were hoping to partner with the city and borough of Juneau if they won the bidding. He was also surprised by the outcome. Wynn Menefee is the trust's executive director. After reviewing records, he said Norwegian's $20 million bid appears to be the highest offer the trust has ever received in a land auction.
We knew this was a unique and valuable asset, and we're pleased that the process that we use to determine how to sell this and when to sell it is bringing in proceeds that will support the work of the trust today and well into the future.
Some of the money the trust earns from land sales is invested. The rest is used to fund statewide programs that address things like mental illness and substance abuse. Norwegian's bid is still tentative. The Miami-based cruise company has 15 days to put down a deposit and sign a purchase and sale agreement. If for some reason that doesn't happen, the trust will take the offer of the second highest bidder, Royal Caribbean. In a statement, Norwegian says it looks forward to engaging with the city to work on a plan for the land. Watt says the city may be open to collaboration, but Juneau also has its own plans for how to develop its waterfront.
Obviously, since it's a cruise ship company, my guess is they have ideas and plans. Now, whether those mesh with the community's ideas and plans has yet to be seen.
In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.